Blog Talk Radio.
My. It's almost like that deserves a couple seconds of silence just to be present. And, let me just welcome you to the Sunday segment of The Newest Scenes. My name is Emilio Williams, and I'm here with my sister, Mahalini Lewis. And Michael Wolf will be with us in spirit. And so we're sitting in for him today. He's with us in spirit. And Verena is also here with us in spirit. And Laura, and there are many others of you who are here with us in spirit. So we welcome you to the Sunday segment of The Newest Scenes. The call-in number on this side is 619-924-0817. It's 619-924-0817. The chat room is open. And or you can dial in on this side, which is 646-564-9680, and join in the conversation. Happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you. Happy Mother's Day. And my name is Emilio again, and this is The Newest Scenes. And what a pleasure and a blessing. The Newest Scenes, we welcome you. We're a gathering of ordinary people, practicing deep introspection as a way to come to know ourselves and solve everyday problems. Our inquiry is based on the idea that the word is alive and that language is where our power lives. Communication is not what is said and done, but the result of what is said and done. By joining in, engaging, and coming back, we increasingly benefit from the distilled essence of an ultimate method of inquiry. Authored by Mahalini Lewis and known as the Path of XPR, that inquiry is radical as it is based on sacred geometry. And each time we honestly engage in this learning, the cosmos rejoices. Each time we participate in a meeting, we renew the understanding that there is only one of us. We thereby increase our capacity to love what is, and to sustain the sense of enough. And Newest Scenes are sponsored by Empowering Now, LLC. And I want to back up for one second. There's a line in here that says, authored by The Newest Scenes, The Path of XPR, authored by Mahalini Lewis and known as The Path of XPR. That said simply, but in that, to have a sister that allowed, in an observance of Mother's Day, because it is my understanding and where I'm at right this moment, and I'll stand to be edited and corrected, added to. But in the essence of all things, we choose, and the only choice that we have is to be loved, is to come to know ourselves. And in that process, we descend and choose the parents to whom we come through, the mothers to whom we come through. And so Tina, as you may have heard us talking about, Tina, there is no alternative, a book of XPR. Tina was given birth and given life and came through Mahalini Lewis. So I'm honored today to not just say that this is authored by Mahalini Lewis, but that this was birthed through her. And so happy Mother's Day, Mahalini, for allowing this birthing and just being the one that this birthing came through. And so with that, I want to welcome you to The Newest Scenes, the Sunday segment. And Welcome, Maha. I've been talking about you for a few seconds. I am honored to be with you.
Thank you so very much. You know, I must say that Mother's Day today is so different than what it used to be. And truly, I thank you as your words reach my heart. But I think what makes it different for me today is the sense that I can actually recognize my mother, and maybe some of my sisters here will relate to what I'm about to say, but for me, it was very difficult to be with my mother. We had a difficult relationship. And today, it's like I actually just posted a picture of her and me together on Facebook, and a picture that's not quite new, but it is really through my mother that I was inspired to be a divergent. You know, it makes me think of the science fi series that is actually I find quite good and speaks of divergent as people bringing a new way to look at it, to look at creativity and at human potential. And she really did give me that, you know. And speaking of choosing her and choosing her parents, I am acutely aware this morning that this beauty, this baby who is crowning, who is coming out, who is happening after such a long pregnancy, I actually couldn't have done it without her, nor would I have been inspired this beauty without her. And so I normally when it was Mother's Day, there was a part of me feeling out of it. But today I really feel part of this celebration because I can honor my mother inside me. It's no longer the same feeling of resistance I used to have. And this was achieved through the Tinas because, as you said, Emilio, there is no alternative to self-knowledge, which is what the courses spell out for us. So, I feel very blessed. I thank you so much for being with me today and for all of those that are with us in firm or not, and all the beautiful creativity that this gathering. Appreciation is my feeling word.
Amen. You were talking about honoring mother, and I was reflecting today as I sent a message out, just to honor and bring that honor. And sometimes we talked about it in one of our other shows a while back, as part of the Essenes, the new Essenes, the Gospel of Peace by the Essenes. But there was a prayer that we often say, and we forget the other side, and we'll talk more about this as we go through the sacred feminine, the mother. And all the time we've prayed after this manner to the Heavenly Father, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and never have come to the place of the other side of that equation, the balance of it all. And after this, pray to your earthly mother, our mother which art upon earth. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in us as it is in thee. As thou sendest every day thy angels, send them to us also. Forgive us our sins as we atone all our sins against thee. And lead us not into sickness, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the earth, the body, and the health. And I wanted to put that in the registry and in the recording, because it's a balance of not forgetting the mother. It's a balance of not forgetting the feminine. It's a balance of being male and female created in them, both and. That's who we are. And oftentimes it's really easy to just get into the paternal and the masculine side of it and play that game. And I'm well aware of that and know that and learning more about that. But that's just a different view for me today in this. And thank you for your sharing, Maha. And wow. And those of you who are there that are listening, be blessed and be open and receive as we journey in to play with one another. Maha, any other comments or thoughts before we move further?
Well, I'm just like so, it just feels again so different, and I'm so happy to hear you as a man honoring your inner mother, because really what I was sharing earlier on, it's like, for those of us that, you know, generally the son tend to have a problem with the father, and the daughters tend to have a problem with the mothers. But it denies a complete truth, a quantum truth, a spiritual truth, a scientific truth, which is that there's only one of us. So when I used to have a problem with my mother, what actually was happening is I had a problem with the part of me that is meant to mother me, to nurture me, to console me, to rest me, to feed me, to, you know, that's the part of me that I repressed and neglected and denied. And so it was really easy to say to God, you know, it's the mother you put by my side, she did it. She is the one that is responsible for my misery.
Mm-hmm.
But it is denying a truth, a basic truth, which is there's no one out there. So whether I have children, even whether I am creative or not in the terms of an artwork, I mean, I'm always creating something, be it a friendship, be it a meal, be it, you know, the way I arrange the living room, be it a business. I'm creative, whether I like it or not. And that's for me to recognize that the mother is in me. I am it, whether I am a male or a female. I am here to mother myself, just mm-hmm. as I am here to father myself. And when will come Father's Day, I will honor the Father in me, just as you had the beauty to honor the Mother in you. So that is so important to really feel into, for good or bad, whatever we project onto our mothers is actually cannot be anything else. There's only one of us. Mm. So that I hear the beauty of what you're offering, and I thank you for it.
Awesome. Thank you. I knew this was going to be one of these goosebump days where across a couple thousand miles we would touch one another's spirits, and you're touching me right now. And I wanted to, what I was feeling today was normally we don't go through the newsletter and like I'd like to go through it today, but I would love to just pack through, and then we'll do a couple things. One would be to just go through the newsletter a paragraph or two at a time and then comment about the essence that's contained within there. And then go to the next one and then comment about the essence you've seen is in there, what's there. And then let's pick a page and dance and play with that and see what happens. And how does that feel to you?
Perfect.
Beautiful. So would you, do you have that in front of you, dear friend? And would you like to start with the first couple paragraphs? So I'll ask if you have that in front. If you're not, I'll start there.
Sure.
You may not.
I mean, what, go ahead, but I'm not sure what paragraph you're speaking of.
The one that went out in the newsletter that begins, dear friend, and the next one is imagine a moment on the road.
Got it. Then you begin,
okay.
And I'll follow.
Okay, so, dear friend, we shared a bit in our last show how we came to a fork on the road and took it. Although Yogi Berra wasn't with us physically, the meeting was light and fun, as if this Kabbalah thing of ours is starting to make good common sense. To put the change into perspective, this is what's happening in the New Essenes family. And I guess the comment that I feel that's coming out of that first paragraph is, as if this Kabbalah thing, as if this receiving thing of ours is starting to make good common sense. And I would echo that to say that's what's happening in the New Essenes family. That's what's happening to me. It's this receiving thing of ours. It's starting to make good common sense. When I say good common sense, it's because it's making common sense to me. And then by making sense to me, it is common for the collective. And it's having an impact outside me because of what I'm understanding within. So that's what I'm feeling there. And I like the tone of it, dear friend, because that's exactly what it is. Everyone that we're talking to that's listening in, the archives that comes back, that's exactly what it is. We're part of the collective. We're just one, dear friend. So that's where I will stop right there, Maha, and see where you are.
Yes, it is. Well, the part about common sense, you know, it's so interesting. We spoke yesterday, you and I, we were talking about competition and wanting to be right, and all of what is implied in it. And I know that most of my life, it's been like wanting to be right, wanting to be, to have the last word, wanting to, you know, and wanting to be noticed. And kills friendship, doesn't it? It really does. And so I'm interested in a new space where when I listen to you or to anyone where my mind is not just racing to what is it that I can say that is smart to outsmart them, you know, but but just actually listening to you, you know, just like being present with you. And I would say that it's likely that if you're, you know, if you're listening to this program, you would have that orientation. Just as it's likely that, you know, you would like to eat the right food and go to bed early and really make a difference in the world, because that's the kind of community that we're a part of. However, if you're like me, there's a wide difference between what I say I won't. In other words, I'd like to honor you. I'd like to respect you. I'd like to go to bed early. I'd like to eat consciously each time I eat. And what I do in the real world, big difference. And therefore, it's like, you know, to me, it's if I have come to where I can actually be with you without trying to outsmart you, then hallelujah.
Amen.
And if I haven't, if I am still not your friend, then I know that I'm not my friend. And therefore, I will keep on granting XPR, because what I see is that this decoding of language, it's bringing me to mean what I say and say what I mean. And therefore, to actually say, I'd like to be your friend, and mean it.
Yes, yes. And it makes me, you know, you bring up a couple points. One is, and we could go deeper in this conversation, just like XPR, you can go through deeper in every one of these pages, and sometimes one word will take you six different degrees. It's like what you were saying, I want to be listening to you, and, you know, I can hear the wind right now out in the off the deck. I can hear the vibration of the sound. I can hear somebody going out the door next door, but I'm listening to you, and there's something about that that implies cutting off the other things and focusing and listening to you. And that's amazing. The other thing that you said was that I can be your friend. And because when I'm playing that top game, I want to be on top and I want to be right, what it brings to mind is that then, in all honesty, I'm only tolerating you. And if I'm only tolerating you, then there must be something in it for me to just tolerate you. And in actuality, I'm only tolerating myself. And so it's just what you're saying just really touches me, because why would I just tolerate you? And anyway, I could go on with that, Maha, but it's so beautiful. I want to welcome Lanny. I think it's Kafko in the chat room. Please feel free to call in if you want. That's 646-564-9680. And join the conversation. It's just family. So Maha, there's so many things that's going to come through this. But what about the second paragraph? Imagine.
Sure. So, imagine a moment that you're on the road to your dream home. You have your territory all mapped out, and you're smiling. Of course, while on the way, there's a number of things that will occur to mess up with, quote-unquote, your plan. From an unexpected and delightful detour to a flat tire. Provided you don't fight with whatever happens, you'll actually enjoy the journey and don't think much about the destination. Wow, that's, you know, again, I really, that's what I'm so grateful for, speaking of friendship, is the perception that there is only one of us, there is only one story. And so my understanding is that just like me, Emilio, you have pursued goals, and when something came up to derail it, then you might have gotten angry because it delayed you from the destination. And But what if? What if it is that exact failure of which I, quote unquote, I, the big I, the I that we all are, is so afraid that is actually the destination? What if, you know, being able to let go of the outcome and just be present, and just like if it were a video game, you know, and you're like on the way, and then there's this giant that blocks your road, and then you're going to go at the video game until you can find a way around the giant. And in it, there's pleasure. So that's what this says to me. It's like, can I learn to wait and not throw out the baby with the bathwater, speaking of mothers and babies, you know?
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. What touches me also is that what you're saying is, what if being able to let go of the outcome was the destination? What if that was all of what was going on, that I needed to come to that place and know that it was being so attached to the outcome that was causing me not to have fun? And, you know, it reminds me of sports when people say, just go out there and leave your heart out there on the court. Leave it out there. You know, just go for it and enjoy it. And when you stop having fun, it no longer is fun anymore. So when you start putting and golf is one of those games for me. So it's such a mind game that when I stop having fun, it's just no longer fun, and I don't even know why I'm still doing it. But it's just leave it all out there on the field. And but what if that was the whole piece, was to just be able to let go of the outcome, which would have brought me total peace and bliss. But, you know, the conditioning keeps me from that, because I'm you know, out of the condition of a scarcity mindset, I was taught to, you know, I must have something. It equates to being something and all of those things that wrap back up. Beautiful. I know you'll have something to say here about this next paragraph. It says, as for us, the newest scenes, we've been traveling on the path of XPR for a while now. This is to say, we've decided to welcome our limitations when they express themselves, and then to explore and experience them. And I'm going to read that again, because for anybody that's listening, we're really talking to ourselves. And if it fits, it's for you also. But as for the newest scenes, we are. We've been traveling on the path of XPR for a while now. This is to say, we've decided to welcome our limitations when they express themselves, and then to explore and experience them. Provided that we are authentically doing so, we are blessed to see that these same limitations expire. Express, explore, experience, expire. And in these four words is the calling and the letters of XPR. As for being deliberate in experiencing our limitation, it is clearly easier said than done. The ego, when push comes to shove, doesn't really want to do that. Not again. Not a flat tire. Not again. And I read that again because, you know, it's just sort of like, here we go again. I thought I had done that. I thought I had gotten away from that. But the idea, in sort of going back to our conversation, when I can come to a place to welcome the limitation. Okay, so it's a limitation that I want to play this game of, I'm better than you, I'm top, get my word in first, and yet to deny that game and not be for real and authentic with it imposes and superimposes a further limitation for me. And when I can embrace that and express, explore, and experience it, it then will expire. And so I move beyond this notion of, I want to change. And so it took me back to, this is not knocking Christianity, but as a fundamentalist Christian for a number of years, I was taught to be an evangelist. And one of the things that we would do is we would go out, knock on doors, and attempt to convert people, to save people, to I'm serious, Lana. This is what we would do because we would. I remember just knocking on someone's door and say, you know, do you know where you're going? And it would say, what do you mean? When you die, I'm here to save you. I'm to change you, to correct you. And so, when I'm looking at this paragraph and I'm thinking, decide to welcome my limitation. One of my limitations was thinking that I could change people. And that was indoctrinated, ingrained for me. So I can't change you. I can't save you. I can't correct you. But when I look at that, even out of that part of wanting to do it through something spiritual and biblical to save you, I realized that I wasn't doing for myself. And so how that then filters over into a lot of parts of my life, because it's so subtle where I get into sarcasm, I get into wanting to change you by saying something, by doing something, by strategically trying, quote unquote, trying something. But this is, so just to come to a place, traveling on the path of XPR for a while now, to come to a place to authentically embrace that and know that there is no changing anyone. I can be the change that I desire to see. And that's what I'm learning. So, and the ego don't like that. And so that's the part I would add. What's your reflection and your comments?
Well, I mean, I couldn't help laughing listening to you because, oh my God, it is so, this thing about the other, this belief that there is something out there is, it's like a dream, you know. It's like when I dream, I have a dream, and granted, I can be a lucid dreamer, okay. But I really, really think it's real.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
I wake up, you know, and it's like, oh my God, that was a dream.
Yes.
And in the work that we do with each other, and that is the blessing, because we really give ourselves the permission to play all our selfish games, because really converting the other is not really for the other, you know, or at least for me, all my attempt to convert the other, you know, sign here, why don't you do XPR? I mean, that's mm-hmm. the best technology in town, you know, and here I go into my propaganda again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like the MLM model where you're really trying to sign up the other because that is so good for them. That is going to do so much good for them to have
right.
this delivery of whatever every month. And the reality is when I'm talking to you about buying my product, I'm already seeing my downline that is growing and how it's going to bring on my bank account and you know, how we're all going to be in like a teamwork together, and I'm going to support you to reach all your goals. And oh my God, give me a break. And so it's like, I mean, guilty as charged. I have tried so hard to sell you on XPR, and it's each time it's so painful. Each single time mm-hmm. it's like it is intensely painful, and there's a place where the pain is like, you know what, I can't continue. I can't ask you to see this. I have to see it for myself.
Amen. Yes, indeed. And we've got a caller. The last four of your telephone number is 2701. It's
Hello?
2701. Your mic is open. How you doing? Your mic is open. Did you want to introduce yourself or make a comment, give a feeling word?
I'm Lainey. I'm from Chicago. I guess I had like a little bit of a question about just relationships.
Say again, you blurted out there. You had a question about what again?
Sure. Relationships.
Go for it. What's your question?
Relationships.
Yeah, I'm just kind of, you know, caught up on an ex, and I'm not sure why. I'd like to know if it's, you know, something.
Sure. Would you give us a little bit more, like what is going on? Would you be able?
Well, it was
to
not
tell
a clean breakup. I'm sorry. What was that?
So you said
no,
it was not a.
Listening you, to you.
Yeah, you said it was not
oh.
a clean breakup, but you're breaking
breakup.
In and out. So all we heard.
It wasn't a clean breakup. I definitely still have a lot of feelings for him. And I'm just not sure why we even broke up. I mean, I'm sure there's a lesson for it, but.
What would you be willing to tell us your first name or at least an initial for you?
My name is Lainey. His name is Matthew.
Matthew. And what is your first name?
My first name is Lainey.
Lainey.
Yes.
Okay, Lainey. So my understanding is that there was a break with Matthew, and you don't know what the break is about. And you're thinking that you're having an issue, or you're sad because the relationship is no longer existing as it was. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, in other words, if there was a belief, then it would be Matthew shouldn't have broken up with me. Would you say that that's the thought that you're having?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you give us the permission to do a little bit of inquiry on that thought with you?
Sure.
Okay. So, what is the reality? Did Matthew actually break up with you?
Well, yeah. After, it was prolonged, but yes.
Okay. So, you see, reality is another name for God. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when you fight, then what happens is, what happens to your emotions when you hold to the belief that Matthew should not have broken up with you? What happened to you?
Broken up. I guess it's not that I don't think that we should have broken up. I think that we're unfinished.
Okay. So what's the reality of being unfinished? Are you in contact with him?
No, not as I would like. Not in a healthy way.
Okay. So, yes, not as you would like. So, you see, whose decision is it whether you have a completion that is as you would like it, or whether you don't have a completion that you would like? Is it your decision?
Is it
God's
my decision?
Decision?
Is it my decision?
Can you do anything? Yes.
I feel like I, you know, personally I want to reach out to him, but I don't think that that's what I should be doing.
That's very good. So, you see, there may be, let's just for a moment, let's match you aside, and let's imagine that you are somebody that is making a food choice. A part of you wants to eat pizza, and the other one knows that you really should be having salad. Can you relate to that example for just a moment?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So if you eat the pizza, then it is likely that you're not going to feel good about your choice. Is that correct?
Yes.
If you eat the salad, then it is likely that you will feel better about your choice, and you still might have the thought, well, I wish I could have pizza, but at least you would do what you know is for your highest good, correct?
Yes.
So here it's the same thing. Part of you that wants to contact him, and there's a part of you that knows better. And those two parts are fighting each other. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So, just like the pizza, if you contact him, the result is likely to not be positive. If you don't contact him and you actually listen to your heart, then it may be tough as if you were stopping smoking. Because there's an habituation to be with Matthew. But you're going to get stronger. And eventually you're going to be meeting somebody else that reflects the new person that you became, that will treat you the way you want to be treated. Because you now listen to your heart.
Right. So how do I do that?
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Well, you just show up like you did today. And you know that Emilio and I are like voting for you and knowing that you're totally going to do, you're going to choose what is going to be good for you. You see, that's what you want Matthew to love you. Is that correct?
I think that he's good for me.
Okay. Well, why don't you start? You love yourself right now.
Yeah.
In your fear of being alone, in your insecurity of having just broken up and not in the ideal way, you love yourself right now. And you're not alone. In this moment, you're not. And we're so appreciating your courage to speak out and ask for help and be willing to look at the truth. Absolutely. You're amazing.
Thank you.
Emilio, what would you add to that?
I would agree because you shifted from, and it's really deliberate. We were talking about being deliberate and experiencing our limitations. And at that point, you deliberately moved from the chat room and unplugged to dial in. And so that says something right there. So I receive, Maha, what you're saying, and also, Lainey, applaud you for the courage that you're taking. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And so,
Lainey, how do you feel now?
I still kind of feel confused. I guess I would like a magic potion to make his get off of my mind. Got it. There was that easy.
So, do you have something to write down? Do you have a piece of paper where you can write down something?
Yes.
Okay. Write down, it's okay to feel like this. Write that down. Okay to feel like this. Meaning confused, yeah. Sad, angry, whatever happens as you think of him. Just give yourself permission. Because, you know, feelings are like the weather. They always change. Have you noticed?
Right. Yeah.
Okay? So it's not going to stay forever. Just right now, give yourself permission. It's okay to feel this way. Did you write it down?
Oh, yes, I wrote it down. And I wrote confused, sad, and angry.
Okay. Yeah, it's okay to feel all of that. And put it everywhere, on your mirror, on your computer, on your cell phone. Just
a gentle
reminder.
I'm a big fan of affirmations.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Yes.
I guess it's like, I don't know if it's stuffed in, like, if these thoughts are just me.
What do you mean?
As in, like, you know, I feel like there's something more to him and I. But I guess it's maybe more out of fear of being alone.
You are so good. You are just the best. You got it. You know, and I tell you what, if this is real, if there is a destiny that is unfinished between you and Matthew, then you will be the first one to know.
Yeah.
But right now, let me ask you another question. In your ideal version of a relationship, okay? In your ideal version of how Matthew would be with you, would you like for you to contact him or for him to pick up the phone and say, I'm an idiot. I would like to be with you. Which one do you prefer?
Him to come to me.
Okay. Then if that's what you want, if that's the ideal version of a relationship you want, you're going to have the courage to reach that and to let that happen. You remember what we talked about? We're on the road. And the destination is to have a man, be it Matthew or anybody else, that would say to you, you're it. I want to be with you. That's your ideal version, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to have to stay on the path and travel on the road until you get there. Because if you try to make it happen, it's going to be like the pizza. It's going to make you miserable.
Yeah.
And I know you know that, correct?
I know. Yeah, I know. I guess I'm more impatient.
Okay. You got it, my beautiful sister. And you can write something else on your paper, which is, I can wait.
I can wait. I keep having this dream of seeing him at an airport, like, for the first time in a long time. I don't know if that means anything, but.
Well, what do you think it means, Emilio?
I have no idea. I feel like I'm going to run into him at an airport.
I think that you're grasping, potentially grasping at things to not reaffirm that you know what you want and accept the patience and be able to have the courage to wait, the same courage to that it took to pick up the phone and call. I think you have the ability to create whatever you want in the I mind, and as opposed to wait and to listen. Like there, we say no mistake, namaste. There's no mistake. There's no mistake. There's no accident that we're having this conversation with you right now in this present.
Right.
And the word that you heard was to be able to wait. That's not an accident, and that's going to take courage. So that's what my comment would be. I was also thinking, because I was hearing you talk about confusion, and normally we don't do a lot of this in because there's always open space to do that. But could you pick a number between 1 and 6?
3.
Any number between 1 and 6. So 3, and Maha, I'm just looking at one of our fractals that is centered around confusion. And and three lands in a grudge. So that tells me, Lonnie, that there's the possibility that there is a grudge somewhere in this entire process between you and Matthew or someone else, but that's what's causing the confusion, and that's where you're stuck. And so just at that point, rather than going into a lot of detail, but there may be something going on with you where there's a grudge involved, and that's causing the confusion, that if you're not willing to say it's okay to feel this way and be okay with the confusion and wait, you're going to just dig yourself deeper. And that would be what you'll necessarily need to do. But that's what I'm picking up through one of the fractals that we use in our path of inquiry.
Okay.
How does that sound? Does that touch anything for you?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely feel a little bit of resentment.
Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm amazed how this entire discussion touches so closely into what we're looking at, like the journey versus the destination, and
the journey is the destination. That's my favorite quote.
Beautiful, beautiful. Then taking that on, you are the love that you seek right now, right? Each of us is.
Yeah, it goes back to that first early part, and I'm not sure whether you were in on that. If not, you can listen to the beginning, but the comment that was made was, what if being able to let go of the outcome of between you and Matthew was the destination? What if being able to let go of that and being able to wait was the destination, that all of life would bring you to this point where that was what you need to let go? I don't know, not necessarily knowing which way it will go, but to come to a place of seeing that here's something that's focusing me to love myself.
Yeah. Yeah, I really
do. Beautiful. And the other part that we talked about, that Emilio and I had an experience of, was how hard we tried to convince the other that, you know, we had something for them. And I also feel that that's what's happening. You're wanting to convince Matthew that you're it. But the truth is, you are it. And you really want a man next to you that knows that, don't you? No convincing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No convincing.
Beautiful. Yes. So how does that feel, Angel?
I feel a lot better.
Excellent, excellent. You see, these two shall pass. It always does. And thank you so much for your courage in speaking out and in saying, I'm still confused over here. You know, thank you. That tells me a lot about who you are, which is awesome. And, you know, I'm sure that it's the same for Emilio. I mean, I don't know that, but I can tell you for me, I fell in love with you. I loved
you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you too.
And that's the reason. Yeah, that's the reason why I said earlier, you know, I'm just looking at the switchboard, and I said, wow, okay, so 12:17, I said, welcome, Lanny, to the show. And we got to talking a little bit at 12:32, you logged out and you called in. And you've been with us since that point. So can I add another question? How did you come by today's show? Through Facebook, through blogs? How did you find this place? How did you find us?
So I found Blog Talk. So this breakup's been, like, very long, and I've barely been trying to just, like, understand it and understand myself. But I found Blog Talk Radio through, I don't know, some podcast, The Angel's Eyes or something. And then this one was live today, so I asked if you guys were doing readings.
Hey, nothing like being in the net.
Awesome.
So, Ma, so Lenny, we're gonna probably wrap up. And if you want more information about the shows, about the Path of XPR, you're more than welcome to visit empoweringnow.com, empoweringnow.com, or The New Essenes, all one word, The New Essenes, ESSENES.com. And reach out or like or join us again. We're typically every other Sunday and every other Thursday on the air. But there's so much more there that you can view. So I would ask you before we close, what would be a takeaway for you today? What did you receive today?
What's coming to my head is that I'm already it. The word, like, I'm already it. Like that. I don't need somebody else to prove that to me because I already am. It's easier said than done, but I got to believe that. Because it's true.
Amen. Yeah, you know, there was a place where we said, as when we come to express, explore, experience, expire, and those four words is the calling and letters of XPR. As for being deliberate, experiencing our limitation, it is clearly easier said than done. The ego, when push comes to shove, doesn't really want to do it. Not again. Not another breakup. Not again. Not someone else leaving. Again. That's exactly what we were talking about. So you fit right in there. Thank you. Ma, what's a takeaway and what would you share on this today for you? What did you receive?
Oh, the miracle of Lainey's strength, you know, seeing that her moving out of confusion into the clarity of, I'm it, I'm good over here, I'm whole, complete, perfect, and connected. And to me, this means so much because of what I was. And I do thank you very sincerely. You know, I don't know that you were here when I was sharing how at some point it became so painful trying to sell this technology and have the other saying to me, yes, that's it, and that I just said, you know, I don't care what it takes, but I'm going to come to the end of this, to the end of me, to the end of this XPR baby. I'm just going to continue working on me until I can see the truth. And I stopped. It's like you're my Matthew. I stopped asking you to love me. And I started really loving me. And at the moment that this has never been more real, and I'm in no way saying that that's it, I got it, I'm at the destination. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, you know, out of that willingness, you showed up. And I take it as a beautiful acknowledgement that the search and to change the other is over. And I'm truly honored and grateful that you were guided to join us today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And then in honor of you, Lenny, there's a page I want to close us out with. It's page 70 of the newest scenes document, which you can also download a copy of at your leisure by going to empoweringnow.com and looking into the blog section. But page 70 says, and this is because you said, I'm it. The path of XPR is an invitation for me to voyage through inner space beyond any boundaries into the arms of my infinite self, an idea whose time has come. It is here because I asked for it. It conveys the knowing that I am love, that I have love, and I can adopt the behavior of love. XPR asked me a very real question. Do I have the courage to persevere to the end when I die to who I think I am and am reborn into who I really am? In the gap in between these two quote-unquote I lands, my creative power awakes. I am the aim. And I wanted to end that way and close out and just say thank you, convey
also
what Maha was saying. And my, what a beautiful day. Maha, any last comments from you?
No, thank you so much.
No,
I'm on your website.
Just
now.
Gratitude and love.
Awesome.
Amen. All right. Be
Amen.
Blessed and everyone enjoy the remainder of your day. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Lenny. Bye-bye, Emilio. Peace.
Bye-bye.